Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about five ways accounting and bookkeeping software will help make you a better business owner. Tim, tell me how to be a better business owner, bro.
Yeah. So we actually talked about this a couple episodes back, five ways to reduce overhead in your web design business. We recommended using a bookkeeping accounting tool such as QuickBooks. And so we wanted to do an episode kind of dedicated to this and unpack that a little bit. So the first one here is it helps keep track of unneeded expenses. And so we really talked about that a lot two episodes back, but being able to look and see what you're spending money on. And one thing that I recommend doing is spending time setting up your books so that you can every month or every quarter, whatever, look at exactly where you're spending money. So a lot of people, for example, will put like software tools, and they'll put, you know, all their WordPress plugin, everything into, you know, a big category in their bookkeeping software called software tools or something like that. Well, one thing that my accountant recommended is breaking those out. So under software tools have subcategories for each business individually. So say, for example, Gravity Forms, say WPMU Dev, you know, those are companies that I subscribe to and I pay yearly. Well, being able to see what all of those things are, and so that way you can break them out and see exactly how much money you're giving to each company, opposed to just kind of seeing a big lump sum in your reporting called software tools. You don't really know, you know, okay, is it one tool that's, you know, $5,000 a year, or is it 20 tools that are, you know, a lot less money? And so breaking that out can really help. So that's the number one way that accounting and bookkeeping software will help make you a better business owner. It's going to help keep track of unneeded expenses.
Next thing, it's going to allow you to see exactly where every penny goes. This is very, very important, because as business owners, when you get rolling in your business, you purchase things, you make acquisitions, you do different things, and then you just get going and you forget about it, you know. So, you know, having it all documented in an accounting bookkeeping software, it allows you to see exactly where every penny goes monthly. You can do P&Ls, you know, pull reports, and take a look at, okay, well, why am I, you know, spending more money this month than I did last month? And it'll just help you in the long run big time. It is huge, huge important.
Yeah. The next thing on the list is budgeting. So kind of piggybacking off of that, if you're seeing where every penny goes, well, then you know what your monthly expenses are. You know that, okay, every October I have a lot of yearly renewals that happen for different WordPress plugins. And so you can budget and know how much you need to leave in your account, how much you can, you know, invest elsewhere. And so it's really going to help you. It gives you kind of a full picture of your business finances rather than guessing. Yeah, you kind of have everything all in one place.
Awesome. Next on the list is forecasting and projections. This is really important when you're running a business. You know, being able to see how much money you can potentially earn, because it's going to allow you to, you know when you can hire someone if you need to hire an extra person. You know, when you can make new purchases, like, you know, those new computers, that new MacBook Pro that came out, or the new awesome iMac, you know, forecasting allows you to do that. It allows you to see exactly, you know, how well you can potentially do for the future based on your historical revenue and stuff. So it's really, really helpful when running a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last reason is reporting. And so accounting and bookkeeping software such as QuickBooks has so many different reporting or reports in there, profit and loss, a balance sheet. And so you can kind of see big picture of your finances, of where your money's going, you know, where your all your revenue is coming from, and so forth. For example, you know, I look at sales that come through my online store. Well, I look inside of my online store reporting. And then it took me a while to figure out that, hey, if my store is reporting this number, I'm not actually getting that full number because it's showing me gross, but PayPal and Stripe are taking out their fees. And so I'm never actually getting that money. It's going, it's getting taken off the top before it hits my account. And so you can kind of figure out stuff like that in the reporting and seeing, you know, discrepancies between, you know, revenue and, you know, revenue that your store is reporting versus revenue that's actually hitting your account. And so, yeah, the reports are awesome. And yeah. And by the way, that we're in no way being endorsed or paid by QuickBooks. It's just a great tool. And so we definitely recommend it, but any professional bookkeeping or accounting software will do. That's just the one that we have experience with and that we really like.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Don't waste your learning. Do this instead. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.